Your flood easements presented by Kent Rendy.
Mr. Chairman, recently we had an individual at Granbury make a request for us to define Floyd's easement on a piece of property that he had. I think each of the directors received a response that the general manager sent as well to Congressman Edwards. Subsequently, he has also sent a response to Senator Abert, because the individual had come back to them requesting help anyway to get a defined definition, at least from the authority on Floyd's easement, which they felt all along was very well described in the deed of the property that he had. The report that you have really summarizes that issue. I don't have a briefing to give, but certainly if you have any questions on it, certainly try to answer those.
Did we find out if they started?
Yes, the individual has already commenced filling that piece of property down to, from what I understand, about 150, 200 yards from the water. I think from what I've seen on the documentation that that fill probably is still within the 696-foot contour area. I could make some assumptions. I won't do that based on where he's been now with his developer and the lenders thereof. The real issue from him was that based on the way that the easement was defined in the documents, at least, that the lenders to his developers did not want to loan money based on that easement being on the property. And we pretty much felt like for the operational and maintenance of the reservoir, the right operational maintenance of the reservoir, that we needed to maintain the position that the authority has for years as far as not releasing Floyd's easements. So whether or not he's received that, his developers have received the lending to where he can now sell the property, I don't know, but they have commenced filling on that property.
I might just add a couple of things. Number one, this is an instance where I think the process worked. The gentleman came in; he had a view of where he wanted what he wanted to do. We said we're unable to accommodate that. We looked at alternatives, and this has been going on for what, four months. He told us before he went. He said, "I think I'm going to have to go political." And we said, "Okay." And he did. I kept, there were two members on the board that he contacted. We kept them informed on a daily basis. And he's a nice man, and we're nice people, and it worked out. There was never any anger, no shouting, no anything. Just one of those things where, in our opinion, we think that we serve the constituency, and by making a rule change for him, And I hate it that says, well, if I do it for you, I'll have to do it for somebody else. That always upset me personally. But in this case, if you do it, and because of the legal situations, what impact it has in, that you can't determine downstream or another part in the stream or another part of the lake, we felt like it was in the best interest to hold to what we had done with the easement. And so that was our position.
Yes.
Have you had anyone out to take a look at the fill he is doing?
You just started.
Gary Turner and his folks have.
You've been out there?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
If there's no other questions, that concludes.
Very good.